If you went to the movie theater this weekend, you might have caught the latest Scarlett Johansson action movie called Lucy. It's about a woman who develops superpowers by harnessing the full potential of her brain.
I'm able to do things I've never done before. I feel everything, and I can control the elements around me.
That's amazing.
You've probably heard this idea before. Most people only use 10% of their brains. The other 90% is basically dormant. Well, in the movie Lucy, Morgan Freeman gives us this what-if scenario.
What if there was a way of accessing 100% of our brain? What might we be capable of?
We would be capable of exactly what we're doing now, which is to say we do use 100% of our brain.
That is David Eagleman.
I'm a neuroscientist at Baylor College of Medicine.
And he says basically all of us are like Lucy. We use all of our brains, all of the time.
Even when you're just sitting around doing nothing, your brain is screaming with activity all the time, around the clock. Even when you're asleep, it's screaming with activity.
In other words, this is a total myth. Very wrong, but still very popular. Take this clip from an Ellen DeGeneres stand-up special.
It's true, they say we use 10% of our brain. 10% of our brain. And I think, imagine what we could accomplish if we used the other 60%. Do you know what I'm saying?
Let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain.
It's even in the movie Tommy Boy.
How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong resin.
Arianna Anderson is a researcher at UCLA. She looks at brain scans all day long. And she says if someone were actually using just 10% of their brain capacity...
Well, they would probably be declared brain dead.
Sorry, Tommy boy. No one knows exactly where this myth came from, but it's been around since at least the early 1900s. So why is this wrong idea still so popular?
Probably gives us some sort of hope that if we are doing things we shouldn't do, such as watching too much TV, alcohol abuse, well, it might be damaging our brain, but it's probably damaging the 90% that we don't use. And that's not true. Whenever you're doing something that damages your brain, it's damaging something that's being used, and it's going to leave some sort of deficit behind.
For a long time, I've wondered, why is this such a sticky myth?
Again, David Eagleman.
And I think it's because it gives us a sense that there's something there to be unlocked, that we could be so much better than we could. And really, this has the same appeal as any fairy tale or superhero story. I mean, it's the neural equivalent to Peter Parker becoming Spider-Man.
In other words, it's an idea that belongs in Hollywood.